And with Dolly Parton getting us started this morning on the Poets' Corner, we're delighted to have Stacy Sue on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you bring for us today?
Well, I brought a poem about an old hillbilly neighbor.
All right.
We were hillbillies, too, so.
Okay, we're ready when you are.
Okay, it's called A Hillbilly Neighbor. In a lifetime, neighbors come and go, and some are memories from a long time ago. An old neighbor us kids knew as Albert Young was well noted for his wagon tongue. He talked so fast you couldn't get a word in edgewise, and you weren't sure if it was a truth or a whole pack of lies. The stories he told would be so far-fetched, you thought sure his head was somewhat touched. Every time he'd stop by, he took your leg off without stopping a second to sneeze or even cough. Why, he'd run off the head so bad, you'd get your belly full, because you knew about half of it was a bunch of bull. He'd smoke a Bull Durham cigarette and drink coffee by the cup, and all the time you knew he'd never shut up. My favorite stories he'd come up with now and then. It rained so hard it filled his wagon going uphill without the end gate in. And an awful wind blew down a church in Arkansas one night, without turning a leaf in the Bible or blowing out the kerosene light. When Albert got on his horse and rode home up the draw, us kids didn't dare laugh or we'd catch it from Pa. It wasn't long until we'd start looking for him to come back around with a whole bunch of news stories he found. Even though we poked a lot of fun at that old Indiana guy we called Albert Young, he was one of the best neighbors we had in those homestead days because he was always there to help in all kinds of ways. Now, when the wind begins to whistle through the pine trees, I can still hear that old neighbor just as shooting the breeze. Thank you.
That was a great one. Thank you, Stacy Sue. Have a great day.
Thanks.